Alrighty. I have a lot on my mind today. Isn't that neat? Here I was quiet for, I don't know, seems like forever, and all of a sudden now I'm just unloading. So anyway, today I was not aware, I was spacing out that I had an afternoon trip for the residents today for a luncheon, and it's a once a month luncheon. But anyway, I'm in the office, and my boss is there with the maintenance supervisor, and they're kind of tight, you know, they talk off when they're not working, and we kind of went out one night to see him play, and, you know, went out drinking. Probably not the best idea to go drinking with your boss, but she seems really cool, and him and I had our, you know, moments where I didn't talk to him for like 3 months, but we're cool now. But anyway, she asked if that was me that walked in the office, and he said, yeah. And she says, well, I have something to ask her. So I go in the office, and she's like, I can't remember what it was that I was going to ask you. And then I said, oh, about my status and my belief on God and my madness. And she starts laughing, and I share a status. Everybody could see it. I think I made it public, a status that today is one of those days where I think God is an asshole. And what I find interesting is that only one of my devout Christian religious friends on my Facebook reached out and posted a comment, you know, and my non-religious Christian friends were texting me, you know, behind Facebook, hey, are you all right? One of my friends said, you know, I'm here if you need to talk. And they've all been, well, the one that I ended up talking to, he used to be a Lutheran, a practicing Lutheran, and now he's a practicing atheist. And he was explaining, you know, his side of things and why he came to leave his faith and his religion and take up the idea that there is no God. And different options and different groups of people and how they think, you know, different atheists. And I didn't realize that there are different, like, subcultures, beliefs, you know, that believe in how the universe works and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm talking to my boss and the maintenance supervisor, and I'm sharing all this, you know, about from the very beginning, God is an asshole because he creates heaven and Adam and Eve, and he says to them, you can have whatever you want in paradise, but don't eat of that fruit. Right away, he's tempting humans, his children, created in his image. He's tempting them. It's like putting children, you know, in a playpen and saying, you can play with all these toys, but don't play with that one. And you still leave it in the kid's reach. What's the kid going to do? They're going to play with that toy that you told them not to play with. But yet, he's all-knowing, so he knew it was going to happen for his grand scheme of things. Right. Yeah. Isn't God wonderful? So anyway, I was, you know, sharing this with my boss, and my coworker comes from her desk, and she closes the office door, and she just sticks her head in the office, and she just smiles and says, I'm just going to close this. And I'm thinking, okay, so in other words, you're telling me you're offended, and that's why you're closing the door. Well, you know, I'm offended at all her religious crap that she posts on Facebook. Her last status was something about, you know, I'm going through all these trials, but I still love God. And I'm like, whatever. Everything's free for you. Welfare and the church gives you stuff. And I'm thinking, the bitch closed the door because she was offended at what I was saying. Interesting. Very interesting.